Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The podcast title intrigued me. Is it okay to turn your back on suffering? I don't know until I hear the podcast, but it got me thinking. Kind and compassionate people want to help the suffering person, take the suffering away. But in my world, that can be difficult when the relationship with Jesus is marked by the cross. Dietrich Bonhoeffer in The Cost of Discipleship wrote, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." That's a tough selling point in Christianity. But if we don't preach Christ crucified and point to the cross, if we don't preach Christ risen and ascended, then we are not getting to the heart of the living in this world with all its circumstances, situations and sufferings. Many, most, are the consequences of human behavior. It is in the preaching, teaching and counseling that the landscape of living under the cross in this world emerges, that Jesus isn't absent, that his power does exist, but is hidden through words, water, bread and wine. That in the world we will have trouble, but we are to take heart, for Christ has overcome the world, which will never have the last word. And we learn for ourselves as we teach and encourage others to believe, trust and live. That involves how we behave, the truth that no matter what is happening, our God is good. The world snorts at such a message. At times Christians can struggle with it too. Again, we're not the first generation of Christians to struggle. The Apostle Paul healed people, but the Lord saw fit for him to remain afflicted by his thorn in the flesh. Peter's call of comfort, "Cast all your anxiety upon Jesus, for he cares for you," 1 Peter 5 verse 7, only makes sense when Christians are anxious. It is too simplistic to say that because Jesus reigns supreme, Christians will not suffer, be afflicted, be burdened, and so on. In fact, God's power is most clearly seen by this world precisely when a Christian is afflicted and burdened and yet still sings that my Redeemer lives and that Jesus has got the whole world in his hands. You get the picture. The world doesn't understand such faith. Yet such faith shines like a beacon in a dark world, testifying that Jesus is the Lord of life, and that the cross means life, and that repentance is the lifestyle of living a full life. Pastors and those active in their congregations can get anxious about many things, and they too can cast their anxieties on Jesus. And in doing so, we are reminded and reassured that Jesus' cross achieved what Jesus intended, and the world has not, and will never be able to, put Jesus back in the tomb. And Jesus intended for his people to live life to the full in him, to grow in God's grace, and so oriented again to seeing our day, the moment, the long term, whatever is causing trouble, anxiety, suffering under the cross. We take heart. We have hope, we trust, even if it is only for an hour at a time, a day at a time, that Jesus helps. Discipleship can be a hard experience, but such experiences do not deny the truth that our God is good and Jesus cares for you. Let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, the crown and reward of all your saints, grant us grace that, as we follow their steps, we may walk in your ways and live with you in eternal joy even on the day we die, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.